This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That right there, RJ Choppy, is a Fire Nico chant.
Is it really? I couldn't make that out.
That was captured by our next guest, who, even though he is a football man, he is also a basketball man. He is a big-time basketball fan. We already know about his love for Jimmy Butler, and he was in attendance last night covering the game, so he is here to talk to us about not only the return of Luka Doncic and what he experienced there, but also a little bit of Cowboys and NFL draft as we get closer and closer to draft day. We're actually 2 weeks out as it stands right now. It is Nick Harris from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on the DNM Leasing Hotline on 105.3 The Fan. Nick, how you doing, man?
Yeah, doing good. How are you, fellas? It's definitely been an interesting 24 hours. I took a side mission away from draft work just to have some fun last night and see the event, and it was certainly one of them.
Where did you sit?
So they had me in the press box, and then I just kind of roamed around and found a story, wrote a story on the Fan perspective, and a lot of fans are grieving. It's almost like there's a loss, and it makes sense, right? And I met up with this family that flew in from Slovenia last night to be at that game, and they had connected with us. They had connected with the city of Dallas throughout Luka Doncic's career. They had flown to Dallas multiple times for games, and they were looking around like, "This is our last time to come here. This is the last time we have a reason to be here." And you know, we loved this city too, and now we have to walk away as well. So there was a lot of emotions in that building last night. It was definitely one of the stranger events I've ever covered.
So. From I've heard a couple of people say like it was like they were expecting it. They didn't know what to expect going in to the type of atmosphere that it was. There were some people said it was electric, and others said like I was expecting it to be electric, and it was very odd because it felt like a Super Bowl crowd where nobody really knew who to root for. How would you describe it?
Yeah, certainly in those first 10 minutes, it's every time Luka touches the ball, cheers. Every time the Mavs score, cheers. And he was touching the ball on every possession. So they were just cheering up and down the court. I think that's fair. I don't think anyone knew what to expect walking in. And I think that included Luka Doncic. I mean, you see the video tribute whenever it started playing. You could see the emotion just kind of take over him. And he eventually had to look away from the Jumbotron before the end of it. I mean, it's honestly credit to him, and J.J. Redick, Lakers head coach, said it after the game. Credit to him to be able to compartmentalize his emotions and then go out there and have the performance he did. And, you know, you take away the jitters at the free throw line. You take away those first 3 minute jitters. He's dropping 50 in that game last night. But regardless, it was a special performance. It was a special night at the AAC.
You kind of just mentioned it. You said you've never really covered an event like that before. Just the energy in the building and some of the, whether that's just the fan intensity, the emotions of Luka Doncic, what to you stood out about just how unique it was and the aspects of it that when you look back on it, you just go like, I don't know that I've ever encountered anything like that and how if I'll ever encounter anything like that again.
Yeah, return games have happened. This is probably the first one I've covered, quote unquote, but it doesn't feel like the overwhelming support for a return game was as high as it was for Luka last night, right? Because you think about when other stars depart their city, you know, LeBron leaving Cleveland, LeBron leaving Miami, Dwayne Wade leaving Miami, maybe that there's a little bit of similarity there, but that had the writing on the wall for a long time, so that felt a lot more like closure, Dwayne Wade going back to Miami. This felt a lot more like acceptance. I think closure is still a long ways away for this fan base. It may never come. I mean, right. You know, you talk about it being compared to Babe Ruth in that trade. Closure didn't happen for Babe Ruth until 2004 when the Red Sox finally got it done. And yeah. So
it took a couple years.
Could we be looking at 2108 or however long it took until this fan base can finally have closure on this? I don't know. But I'd be curious to know how Luka has been able to compartmentalize these last 24 hours, especially given that they are in the mix, the heat of a playoff run right now to try to clinch a third seed. So yeah. Fascinating night, just a unique night all the way around.
And I wonder if that closure or whatever you want to call it, you know, happens as the next after a generation, right? And you have a new generation of Mav fans that come up that don't remember this trade, or if it's simply as much as, hey, as soon as Nico is gone or Patrick Dumont and the ownership group is gone, that's when it changes, or never.
Yeah. I'll say one thing about Nico Harrison. He learned his poker face from the Adelson and Dumont family. Those casino people, they put that poker face right on him. He was in that tunnel and did not budge the whole night.
Dude, he absolutely did not move, couldn't be bugged to move out from there. One last question here on this before we get into some Cowboy stuff. I'm curious. You know, anybody who stood next to Nick Harris, he's got the sleeves on right now, but anybody who stood next to Nick Harris, Nick, you got the D tattoo. Right on the inside of your wrist, that I assume it is. I've never asked you, but it's it looks like the Dallas logo. It's the city of Dallas logo there that you got there. And to me, that's
with the three.
Yeah, that's the one. So there's the. I think we felt like this goes deeper than basketball. Like this felt like a city felt like they were betrayed by somebody who blew into town, did not understand the community, didn't have respect for the people that lived here and helped build that. So when it comes to that. Is that the sense you got last night from people? Is just not only like this is about something bigger than just my favorite player's gone now. This is a punch to the gut of a city and its fabric of the way it views itself as a community almost.
Yeah, 100%. There was this group of buddies. They were probably mid-20s that were in Victory Plaza last night, just kind of hanging around. And they were diehard Mavericks fans their whole lives, and now they're Laker fans. And they pointed to the Dirk statue and said, "Loyalty never fades away." He's like, "That's not true with this organization anymore. I can't be loyal to that." So it's a heartbreak. It's a devastation. It's a betrayal. There was even one of those preacher guys in a megaphone out at Victory Plaza last night, talking about hope and forgiveness and being able to overcome oppression. And people were walking up to him and talking to him about Luka Doncic. It literally felt like someone died. Literally did, and it's something that's going to take a long time to heal. I don't think it happens during Luka Doncic's career because he's going to win a ring. He might win two, he might win three. Every time that happens, that's just going to be another gut punch in the chest to Mavs fans, whether Nico Harrison has a job with the Mavericks or not.
Nick Harrison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. All right, draft is 2 weeks away. Simple question, I guess, but it's the one I think everybody's trying to figure out right now. Your odds-on favorite today, if I made you place a bet and say, this guy is going to be the pick at number 12, who do you think ends up being the first pick for the Cowboys here in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I still think it's going to be Teteroa McMillan, receiver out of Arizona. My only holdup is, does someone take him before Dallas gets the chance? I think if he's on the board, I think he's the pick. And if he's not on the board, I think Matthew Golden is the pick. Matthew Golden is on a 30 visit with the Cowboys today. They had the majority of their 30 visits in over the weekend. But scheduling conflicts, Matthew Golden is a hot request. So he comes in individually, which I think could benefit the team at the end of the day. Just try to get a one-on-one view of him. Everyone can see how he walks around the building. And then tomorrow, Teteroa McMillan is in the building on an individual visit. So they'll be able to get both of these guys, sit down with them, and see what that looks like. It's going to be a fascinating 48 hours.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To look at those two prospects. But if you're asking me, I think it's McMillan right now.
Does it seem like he's more split? People are more split on him than others because it just seems
McMillan?
Like McMillan. Yeah, I've seen people have him in the top eight and then others outside the top 20.
Yeah, I think there might be a couple of things going on with Tedrall McMillan. A, draft fatigue is very real. And that's in the sense of, hey, we've heard Tedrall McMillan's name as a first rounder since August. And so that you could kind of attribute that to Kelvin Banks, too. I think Kelvin Banks is one of the best offensive linemen in this draft, but it's kind of just fatigue. You get tired of talking about a guy. And everyone wants to have like the hipster first round. Hey, this guy's good too. And that's the Matthew Golden, which he is. Don't get me wrong. I think that's one element of it. And I think two, you could also look at some bigger receivers that have not panned out in the first round. I mean, you can look more so in recent years with Quentin Johnston and see that. And I think you could look back even as far as a decade ago and see some bigger set receivers that didn't quite pan out as first round guys. But I think Tedrall McMillan is an exception. I think he's a clear wide receiver one in this draft. If you take away Travis Hunter, you talk about the possession skills, you talk about his downfield ability, his route tree at 6'4" is one of the best that you'll see for a guy that size. He can get it done in the short to intermediate game and give you yards after the catch. He can take that top off of a defense and be that downfield presence. To me, at his best, he looks like Michael Thomas. And I think if he lands in the right system in the league, a team will certainly be able to take advantage of that. And if you're looking at it from a Dallas Cowboys perspective, his possession skills, his ability to go up and get those 50-50 balls, make them 75-25 at times, they haven't had that since Dez Bryant. This is a guy who was the number one volleyball player in the country coming out of high school. I mean, he's got athleticism that can jump up and go over a net and play above the rim. He's an athletic presence that you would love to have on the outside of your receiving corps.
Nick, when you look at, you mentioned McMillan, Golden, those I think are two names that we're seeing a lot. We've heard Omarion Hampton some, you know, that's been a chic pick. I think probably just trying to pair need with, you know, what the Cowboys might have there on the board at the time. But, you know, in recent years, Mozzie Smith wasn't frequently mocked to Dallas ahead of the draft. Tyler Smith was somewhat of a surprise. They started to build some momentum the day of. Who's the name or two names you think that you're like, hey, this might be a sleeper name where if it's not McMillan or if they decide, you know, okay, McMillan's off the board, we don't necessarily want to go Golden this early, we're going to go this direction. Who's a name or two that you think fans need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, I would keep an eye on Armon Membu out of Missouri, the offensive lineman. And they haven't done a ton of work on offensive linemen in the pre-draft process, but Membu is a guy that they brought in for a 30 visit. It's a guy that has versatility that can play on either side of the line. He could even maybe even slide inside. I think that's a guy to maybe keep a look at. Would Emeka Egbuka count in this category,
yeah,
too?
I think so.
I think that is a potential trade-back scenario where if McMillan, Golden, Genty, these guys are off the board and you have a player at, say, 18 with Seattle or 20 with Denver, you fall back and you go get Emeka Egbuka and you pick up a day 2 pick. I think that would be a phenomenal scenario for the Cowboys if they were able to land on that. I would keep an eye on that. But also, one thing I just keep coming back to is the amount of edge rushers that they are doing work on these first 2 days. Whether it's Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M, James Pierce out of Tennessee, they have continued to look at a lot of these top edge rusher guys. They brought them in for 30 visits. They've gone to their pro days. They had formal meetings with them at the combine. It's something that I'm definitely keeping an eye on going into draft weekend.
Hey, Nick, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
Nick Harris. We're Star Telegram at the Mavericks game last night. A little bit of draft talk here on the Fan,
covering all the beats. He's all over him,
man.
He is a Jimmy Butler fan. He's a Jimmy Butler patron. Let me tell you what, Chop. He loves him some Jimmy. That was when he sat up with us for
Jimmy Butler too.
Well, I mean, that was he wanted to throw hands with Sean over Jimmy Butler.
Really?
Yeah, they were ready to scrap over it.
Jimmy had a 5-year run in Miami where they went to 2 finals and like 3 Eastern Conference finals. That's a pretty good run.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's a pain in the butt.
But you gotta call I can't call Nick a Jimmy Butler fan, as you've told me. I gotta call him a Jimmy Butler patron.
He's a patron. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I don't want to get thrown out.
Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece coming up next.